the Fox Cities Score Chapter, and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is Biz Talk.
And good morning, everybody, and welcome to Biz Talk. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm going to be your host this morning. My co-host Tony is somewhere down south, wandering around. Hopefully he will be back, find his way all the way back up into the cold territories by next week. But sitting in, helping with me today, I have one of our SCORE mentors who's been with us for quite some time, Mr. John Burns. John, very glad to have you with us.
Hey, good morning. Glad to be here.
John, can you give us about 2 minutes on what your background is with SCORE and what your specialties are?
Okay, I don't know if I've got 2 minutes, but I've been in the business world since 1970. And basically did all aspects of middle and upper management in business operations, sales, marketing, and that type of thing. I worked for everything from mom and pops to Fortune 500 businesses in middle and upper management. Prior to retirement, I owned a transportation, logistics, warehousing, and distribution company. So I found my experience to really help when it comes to talking to new entrepreneurs.
Right, and people in just all levels of entrepreneurship, from very small to mid-size to larger size, you have the experience.
Right, exactly. A lot of times people really need advice and help in trying to make that transition into a larger organization.
Great. Well, John, we're very happy to have you with us this morning. We should have a very, very good, interesting program today. We're going to be talking to Mr. Chris Kumasek. Chris is the Vice President of Commercial Lending for Fox Communities Credit Union here. And Chris, we've known you for a long time. It's very good to have you with us this morning.
Good morning, Randy. Good morning, John. Appreciate you having me as well.
Oh, great. Tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you've been in the commercial lending area for quite some time, so give us your background.
Yeah, definitely. Been in the lending industry for approximately 8 years. Started out with a regional bank in the Green Bay area for about 5 years, in the late 90s, early 2000s. Had a short period of time outside the banking world doing mergers and acquisition work, and then jumped back in with an organization called Great Lakes Asset Corporation for about 2 years. Great Lakes Asset Corporation, great company, work with the Small Business Administration and doing some 504 lending for them.
Okay, and when you say 504, what type of lending is that?
Yeah, Small Business Administration 504 lending is really long-term fixed-rate financing where we partner with lending institutions, banks, credit unions, and the business owner themselves to do some long-term fixed-rate financing both on real estate and equipment purchases.
And so now you've transitioned into working for Fox Communities.
Definitely. April of last year, so just going on almost a year at this point, transitioned over to Fox Communities Credit Union in the commercial lending area. I work out of the Green Bay office. We've got, at Fox Communities Credit Union, we've got 18 branches, and we cover 12 different counties throughout northeastern Wisconsin, really covering an area from Clintonville, New London area to Oshkosh to Green Bay, Door County, and our most recent acquisition was a credit union that really services the Lakeshore area, Two Rivers, Manitowoc, and Sheboygan markets.
And you work primarily out of the Green Bay office?
I work out of the Green Bay office, but with that said, I've got a pretty big territory, so I can meet with customers at whatever location's most convenient for them.
Okay, so by contacting you, making arrangements, they can meet you at almost any of the offices. You said there were,
18 offices.
18 locations, okay. How would they get in contact with you?
Yeah, definitely. They can call me direct at 920-884-7173, or feel free to shoot me an email at, ready here, it's CCUMISEK at foxcu.org.
That was the spelling of Kumasek.
That is the spelling of Kumasek, exactly. Or the easiest way, too, you could go on to our website, which is just www.foxcu.org, and you can get information for not only me, but all four of our commercial lenders.
Okay, and as far as commercial lending right now, you said you're working throughout the area. Anything special that you're working on as far as types of commercial loans right now?
Yeah, definitely. We really cover the full the full gamut of commercial lending. But Fox Communities has really built a niche over the years of real estate lending on the commercial side, investment real estate lending, as well as owner-occupied. With that said, we'll look at equipment financing, we'll look at lines of credit, we'll look at letters of credit, but investment real estate has really kind of been a niche for us.
Okay, great. How many lenders do you have? You said you work out, everybody works out of different offices. How many lenders do you have serving the area?
Yeah, definitely. In the Appleton Fox Cities market, we've got two. We've got Chris Allen and Gary Brum, who are headquartered over our Calumet location, which is Fox's headquarters.
Okay.
In the Green Bay market, we've got myself and Rick Ripley, who are working there. Rick and myself, like I said, cover Clintonville, New London, Green Bay, and the Lakeshore area. Will Gary and Chris cover the Fox Cities for us?
So they keep you guys hopping.
They keep us hopping, that's for sure. But that's a good thing.
Okay, we're very happy to have Chris with us today. And just a reminder, if you have any questions as far as commercial loans, commercial banking, and so on, please be sure to give us a call. You can reach us here at the HBY studios, at 281-1150 or on the TDS Metrocom line. You can reach us at 1-866-887-1150. Please give us a call. I know Chris can probably, with his experience, can give you answers on all kinds of questions that you normally would like to ask your banker. So, again, that is 281-1150 here in Appleton. With that said, I think we're going to take our first quick break here and then be coming back to ask Chris some more questions about the wonderful world of commercial loans. You're listening to BizTalk with Score here on WHBY, the voice of the Fox Cities.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts and Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., and Alberts and Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
And welcome back to Biz Talk with Score. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host today for the, we have the ever-wandering Tony Bush out there somewhere, but our guest co-host is Mr. John Burns. And we're having an interesting conversation this morning with Chris Kumasek. Chris is the Vice President of Commercial Lending for Fox Communities Credit Union. And by the way, if you have any questions for Chris, please get to us at our phone number here at 281-1150 or the TDS Metrocom line at 1-866-887-1150. We're going to be joining Chris with a couple more questions in just a moment. But first, I just want to take a couple of minutes here to tell you a little bit about Score here in the Fox Cities. We're very, very proud of our organization. Right now in the area, we have 51 mentors who offer free counseling service, mentoring service to people who want to start up a business. We offer that service to anybody who is just starting up, also to people who may have been in business for a while and are needing help to get over that hump. And then also people who've been for a long time are looking to find exit strategies and so on. So if you have questions, you're looking for help, ways to move your business along and so on, we serve an 8-county area all the way from Fond du Lac, Oshkosh, Calumet County, and throughout the Fox Cities. The best way to get in contact with us is to go out to that website that we have, which is www.foxcities.score.org, and take a moment to register for a mentor. In the registration, you'll find a little box that says special type of help that you're looking for. In that, you can put anything from one word, which a lot of people do, which is called the word help, to going all the way through to writing a book. The more concise you are, the easier it will be for us to match you up with the exact mentor that you need in the area of business expertise that you need. need. So with 51 people, we have people in just about every area. So please get in contact with us. We're there to help, and we're celebrating our 40th year of helping people here in the Fox Cities. So we look forward to working with you. Again, that's SCORE, and the website is foxcities.score.org. Okay, with that said, I get to turn back to the fun part, which is talking to our guest. Chris, again, as I said, good to have you with us. People can ask a little bit. You represent a credit union. You guys, can you give me a little story about the background, first of all, of Fox Communities and how you get into the commercial lending business? We're used to having, consumer stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Fox Communities Credit Union was founded in 1937, started out as Combined Locks Credit Union, and has grown up quite a bit throughout the years. Originally, we hit the $1 million in assets number in 1974, and since that time, we've grown quite a bit. As of this time, we're a credit union that's pretty good size. We're about $1.2 billion in asset size at this time. We have approximately 83,000 members, of which 3,700 of those members are business members. So question we often get is, how do you become a member of a credit union, which is a pretty easy thing to do.
Yeah, in the old days, you used to be involved with the firm or the company that it was involved in. How does that work today?
Yeah, today to become a member of the credit union, all you really need to do, pretty basic, pretty simple, you have to have a savings account with $5 deposited into that account, and that gets you to become a member. And really, our members are really what we strive and to work for, serve every day as a credit union. What we do is, credit unions are really an economic cooperative, and that's really how we're set up. Once you become a member of the organization, you're really, for all intents and purposes, a shareholder of that organization. You've got the ability to help direct us in terms of who's on our board of directors, who leads the credit union, and some of the things that we do on a day-to-day basis. So members are key and very important to us.
And you said you cover 12 counties.
We do. We cover 12 counties with 18 locations.
Okay, and how do we get in contact with you, Chris?
Yeah, definitely. You can contact me direct at 920-884-7173, or I can be contacted via email as well at ccumicek@foxcu.org. Okay. Or maybe the easiest way is to go to our website as well, which is www.foxcu.org.
Okay. And when we talk about credit unions, can you tell us again the types of commercial products that you offer? Like I said, I'm so used to, I grew up with the idea that you were strictly, retail. We just savings accounts, checking accounts, and mortgages.
Yeah, definitely. That's kind of the thought process out there about credit unions. And at one point, that was correct. Fox started about 15, 16 years ago in the commercial lending area. And what we've got now is really a full gamut of lending that we can do. So we can look at term notes, we can look at lines of credit, we can look at letters of credit, really anything that you need from a conventional lending standpoint, in addition to the small business and administration financing, which incorporates, there's many, many different loan programs through the Small Business Administration, but there's two main programs, the SBA 7A program and the SBA 504 program.
Okay.
And those entail really what the Small Business Administration is it's a government-backed financing. So that helps a lot of, in a lot of cases, it's startup businesses or businesses that are really looking to grow that maybe don't have the amount of capital, down payment capital, or collateral that a lending institution is going to look at on day one. The Small Business Administration comes in, and what they do is they help guarantee a loan for a new business owner or a business that's looking to grow.
Okay. Yeah. Chris, what type of information would you expect someone to bring in?
Yeah, definitely. That's a great question that we get often as well. So what we look at typically, if you're an existing business owner and you're looking for a new loan, we'll typically look at a three-year history. So we'll want 3 years of your corporate tax returns. In some cases, individuals don't have an LLC or a corporation formed, and they run it through their personal tax returns. In either case, we'll look at 3 years of personal tax returns as well. So in addition to the tax returns, we'll get a personal financial statement from the borrower. And in the case of a startup business or a business that's looking to grow, really we want to see how we can get paid back and what's that next 3 years look like as as well. And that makes a business plan real important for us.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of other things that we need to talk about as far as what the borrower needs to bring in and so on. We'll get to that after we take a short break. Again, a reminder, we're talking to Chris Kumasek, the Vice President of Commercial Lending from Fox Communities Credit Union. And a reminder, too, give us a call at 281-1150 if you have any questions about commercial lending or what's going on. Thank you. For right now, though, we're going to take a quick break. You are listening to Biz Talk on the WHBY 1150, the voice of the Fox Cities.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Alberts & Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts & Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts & Haling CPAs are not affiliated and
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at BankFirst. Bill, we know BankFirst was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. BankFirst will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of BankFirst, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
And welcome back to Biz Talk. Again, my name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host today with our co-host John Burns from SCORE. And we are talking to Chris Kumasek. Chris is the Vice President of Commercial Lending for Fox Communities Credit Union. And again, if you have any questions for your banker here, it's a great time to give us a call at 281-1150 here in Appleton. We'd be happy to talk to you, answer some of your questions about commercial lending and what it's all about. Before I get back to Chris, though, I would like to take just a moment to touch on some of the other things that SCORE does. As I mentioned, we offer, of course, the free mentoring service for startups and people who are in business. We also have seminars that we offer so that you can get more in-depth in what's going on and how to handle your business. I have one program coming up this coming Thursday, March the 3rd. That will be at the Heart of the Valley Chamber of Commerce over in Kokona. And the title is going to be Employment Law for Small Business. So for those of you who are looking for help with HR, it's going to be an excellent program. We are co-sponsoring this with CAP Services here in the Valley. The program will be from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., registration starting at 7:30 in the morning. It is a free program, but we would ask that you register. Registration can be done either on the foxcities.score.org website where we have local workshops, or you can go out to www.capservices.org and register out there. So please, if you want to, sign up. I know there's still some room on that particular program to help you with how to handle employment law. The other programs that we're doing right now, we are in the middle of working with our Simple Steps program. This coming Wednesday night, we will be doing the program on marketing, and that's an excellent portion of it. Again, if you're interested in attending that one or the following 2 weeks on Thursday, Wednesday evenings from 6 until 9, again, please go out to our website, and that's foxcities.score.org, and register. The those seminars will be $25 each, but they include the one coming up on marketing. There'll be another one on financial products, and the third one is going to be on where do I find the money, which brings us right back to where we had started, and that's talking to Chris Kumasek about commercial lending and working there with Fox Communities Credit Union. One of the things we were just starting to talk about are the things that you need, and I think I want to just swing that around to one question, one word that we use a lot, and that's relationships. Can you kind of give us some of that information?
Yeah, definitely. When we look at commercial lending, we look at that as relationship lending. A little bit different than typical going in to get a car loan where you're required to get provide a little bit of information to the lender. They look at making the car loan and you're out of the office and you may not talk to that lender again until you need to purchase another car. A little bit different on the commercial lending side. John had asked the question earlier about what's needed, and I mentioned typically we'll look at historical financials for the business, but we also want to get information personally on the borrower as well. So 3 years of your personal financials and a personal financial statement from you as well. Really what we want to do is we want to form that relationship with you as a business owner going forward. We want to learn your business. We want to know your business so that we can give you tips, give you advice, give you ideas going forward. Mm-hmm. One thing I do stress, and people ask the question a lot of times, is, boy, do you always tell your customers what they want to hear? And that's not always the case, and that's part of being a good relationship lender. Yeah. Sometimes the hard answer is no.
Yeah.
In terms of maybe our particular loan for a specific reason, or just any different questions that we get. A lot of times we're a confidant for our customers, and they call us because they want to bounce ideas off of us, mm-hmm. and that's something that's important to us as well. So
okay, and you help them then with things that they don't know they don't know.
They don't know that they don't know, exactly. And I know one of the big things that SCORE does and something that we look at is important, especially for the startup business owner, but not only for the startup business owner, but for businesses that are looking to grow, maybe whether it be new product lines or maybe it be new markets or new territories, to have that business plan put in place and really to use that business plan as a roadmap for them going forward.
Okay. So I see that we just received an email on the WHBY website here. It comes from Jeff in the Wauwega area. Jeff wants to know, what's the biggest difference between just a regular bank and a credit union?
Yeah, we get that question often. I guess what we look at from Fox Communities Credit Union standpoint and most credit unions, because a lot of us work similar, is we're really member-centric. So what we're doing, we don't have shareholders, we don't have stockholders. So what I like to say is we can be more competitive from the standpoint of types of structures of deals that we can put together, pricing, and in many cases, the fees as well. So we don't have those shareholders that we're trying to maximize our bottom line for. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We do have members. So when we're underwriting a deal, really what we're doing is we're taking in member deposits, and they're relying on us to really manage those deposits. So on the back end, they're allowing us to lend their money out to create interest that comes back to the overall organization. So what we're doing is we're being a good steward of their money, mm-hmm. and we're going out and making good lending decisions. So in terms of where are we different, and from a lending standpoint, I think it really is the pricing, mm-hmm. the structuring, and really being able to work with our customers long term.
So again, we're back to those close relationships. And then you said there's four of you throughout the area in the lending side, so you all have a pretty strong background and understanding of what's going on in the Valley.
Definitely. We definitely do, and that's one of the big things we like to do at Fox is make sure that we're involved in the community. So as we go out and work with our customers, many of them we know. They may not be current members, but we've known them through other organizations, whether it's getting involved with SCORE or getting involved with the chambers and those type of things as well. Very important for us to give back.
John?
Chris, do you ever have situations where, let's say, you aren't able to do a given loan that somebody's looking for, where you tell them what they're going to need and that they come back, you know, whether it's a year or 2 years or 3 years. Does that ever happen?
That does happen, and it happens often. And in some instances, like you said, we have to say no, and it's not from our perspective, and it's all perspective-based. And that's one thing that I like to tell loan customers is, especially if you're a startup or if you're a new company, you may have to go out and you may have to talk to a number of different lenders, 2, 3, 4 different lending organizations, and you may hear no a lot of times. But what we like to tell customers or potential customers is don't let a no discourage you, because if you've got the idea and you've got the drive, it just takes one. It takes one lender to believe in you and one lender to say yes. And that's really what we push at. So if we tell somebody no, what we'll try and do is not just give them a no, but we'll tell them why. We'll say, okay, here's the reason that we aren't comfortable with the loan at this time. And it's the same thing on the reverse side. If we do an approval, we'll typically tell them, hey, here's the reasons that we're approving your loan, and here's why we like it. If we do have to tell a customer no, what we do like to do is refer them out and give them some different areas that they can turn in terms of whether it be score, or we may say, here's some lenders that we know that are lending in your industry right now. Because when we look at our overall loan portfolio, it kind of breaks down to different segments. Like I mentioned earlier, we do a lot of investment real estate. Some banks, some credit unions aren't comfortable with investment real estate, and they are more comfortable doing manufacturing lending or distribution or retail or bars or restaurants or hotels. Or some of those, for some banks and credit unions, are no-nos. They may have a portfolio that's full of a lot of one type of industry, so they tend to then try and stay away from that because they want to – it's kind of like a stock portfolio. You want to spread that out and you want to diversify your risk. It's the same thing from our lending institution standpoint, diversification.
So the best idea is don't always just try for one particular lender, but actually shop around, talk to people, and get and in each case, if there is a no or there's a question, they will give you the answer.
Correct. I think that's very important. As we say, we're relationship lenders. Once we've created that relationship, we'd love to keep you as a customer as long as we can. But you also want to make sure that the lending institution that you're working with is one that can really fulfill all your needs. Mm-hmm. And that's not just on the lending side, but depository, cash management, all those type of things are important when you're looking to choose a lending institution.
Right, so you guys offer a lot of different products besides just the loan itself and a lot of follow-up with the client.
Correct. We definitely do. From a relationship standpoint, if you're going to be a business customer of ours, we also want to have your personal relationship. So we want to match you up with maybe that retail lender from a car standpoint or a mortgage lender for your home. We like to pull in all the different components that we can to help you out.
That brings another just a nice lead in to a question, because with startups, people who they don't have a history for the business. I mean, it's all putting the ideas out and doing the best they can with those projections. How important is their personal side when they're doing that? When they come to you and say, I'm starting a business. And then you ask them about the personal information. How important is that?
Yeah, it's important from two aspects. One is the financial side, and the second is their background. What kind of background do they have? So if you look at it from the financial side, typically in a startup business, we like to see, in most cases, 20% down payment.
Mm-hmm.
That does not always have to be cash down. If it's in the form of a business purchase, there's a couple things that a borrower could do. When you're structuring an offer to purchase on a business, you can look at potentially having the seller finance a piece. Say that 20% down may end up being 10% cash down and a 10% seller note, where the seller is basically paying bank for a piece of the overall structure of the deal. Secondarily, there's a lot of different programs that are out there, whether it be through the local county revolving loan fund. Some municipalities have their own revolving loan funds as well, and that's another way for borrowers to go out and get additional dollars in a subordinate lien position, which can be considered equity for the lender.
One of the other partners we work with is CAP Services.
Yes.
They're very good at providing gap funding also. So.
Yes, definitely. CAP Services is a great opportunity, a great way for borrowers to go out and look for additional funding.
Okay,
I did want to answer the second piece of that as well, because you asked about the personal side. One is the finances. The second piece of that is their background and their history. If it's a borrower that's looking at doing a startup in a specific industry, one of the main questions that we're going to have for them is, do you have experience in that industry?
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking to start a bar or a restaurant, we don't want you to come in and tell us we want to start a bar or a restaurant because we like to drink beer and we like to eat food. We want to know that you've had some experience maybe working within that industry.
Know what you're getting into before you come in.
Definitely.
Okay. John, do you have a question?
Chris, when you have somebody come in like that, are you willing to sit down with them and talk about some of these possibilities, like using CAP Services or seller financing and those type of things?
Yeah, definitely. That goes back to being that relationship lender. So what our goal is to look at structuring a deal in a way that makes sense for both the borrower and also for us at the credit union as well. So if we can look at pulling in all kinds of different options, And scenarios for the borrower that's important. So we've got the Small Business Administration does a nice job of putting together a kind of a business resource guide, especially for startup businesses mm-hmm. or businesses that are looking to grow, that we like to provide that to the borrowers because that gives them a lot of resources. And not only tell, you know, we talk about three-letter, the SBA or things like that.
TLAs is what we call them.
TLAs. People don't exactly know what those mean, but that resource guide gives you a lot of information and not just what the TLAs mean, but how do you get in contact with them.
Right. So. We also provide that out of the SCORE office, too. We use that SBA resource guide. It's a fantastic book. Right now we are talking to Chris Kumasek. Chris is with Fox Communities Credit Union, who is one of our sponsors. And I'd like to just take a quick moment just to recognize the other sponsors that we have that help us provide this particular program for you. Again, a thank you to Fox Communities. They've been an outstanding sponsor for us. We also work with Alberts and Haling CPAs. Here again, business CPAs in the Valley. Another sponsor is the Legal Business Edge. That is a small business legal firm that helps you get things started as far as the different things that you need to legally make your business work, including partnership information, agreements, and that type of thing. We also work with Bank First National. They have just opened a new office over on West Wisconsin Avenue, right in front of the mall on the north entrance there. They've joined us as a sponsor. Also, a quick thank you to Candeo Marketing, who help us by providing us the BizTalkWithScore.com website for us. That's where if you want to listen to this program or any other ones, we have them archived out there for about 4 years. So, again, thank you to Candeo. And finally, we want to thank the Business News publication here in East Central Wisconsin. It covers about 18 counties and has a biweekly newspaper that provides insight, information to what's going on in Central Wisconsin. It's a publication that's available at $20 per year, which is a very, very, very inexpensive way to find out everything that's going on in business. So, again, we'd like to say thank you to those sponsors and back to our sponsors, of course, with Fox Communities. Chris, one last time, we've been talking to you a little bit about things going on. How do people get in touch with you?
Yeah, definitely. Easiest way to get in touch with me, my direct line is 920-884-7173, or I can be contacted via email as well, and it's at ccumisek@foxcu.org. So that's C as in Chris, and my last name, Kumacek, at foxcu.org. Or you can go to our website as well, which is www.foxcu.org.
Okay, well, Chris, and we're going to take a last break here and then come back and wrap things up. You've been listening to Biz Talk here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
At Alberts and Haling CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Alberts and Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts and Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
And welcome back once again to the final segment of the Biz Talk radio show. My name's Randy Melzer, and I have John Burns sitting in for Tony Bush today. We've been talking to Chris Kumasek. Chris is the Vice President of Commercial Lending at Fox Communities Credit Union, learning a little bit about what credit unions do and how involved you guys can be in the commercial lending side. You mentioned the locations, the areas you're in is about 12 counties. What if my business or what I'm looking to do isn't necessarily in that county? Can you work with us, and how do we do it?
Yeah, you know, typically we're lending to members within our counties, but from time to time we'll have somebody call us from the Milwaukee market, Madison, somewhere outside of our general area. What we try to do any way we can is collaborate with a credit union that may be in the county that this individual customer lives within. So what we'll do is we can look at some partnership with them, find a credit union that's there, and potentially work with them on helping them get a deal done as well.
Okay. One of the things I had heard about is the organization was called the Business Lending Group. Is that you still work through them?
Correct. Yep. Business Lending Group was started about 15, 16 years ago. It's a collaboration of credit unions in the predominantly the Fox Valley market, but we stretch out a little bit there as well. So we can look at doing some larger lending by partnering with some of the credit unions within Business Lending Group.
Okay. So in other words, get in contact with you at?
Yes. Telephone number 920-884-7173, or easiest, probably go to our website, www.foxcu.org.
Okay.
Chris, we're now at the point in the show where we ask our guests for a biz tip, and here you go.
Sounds good. Best biz tip, and one thing that I like to tell people is, especially if you're a startup or a new business, make sure you go into your business not undercapitalized. So spend some time with your lender, spend some time with your score representative or your CPA to make sure that you know what you're going to need going in from a capital standpoint and that your original loan structure is structured in a way that you've got enough capital. Yep. You don't want to have enough just to purchase the equipment you need. You want to have enough working capital for that first 6 months, 12 months, and longer as well.
And that can be what is called a line of credit. Could you kind of elaborate on that just a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. Line of credit, typically a loan that is there for working capital dollars as you need them. In some cases, it's for inventory purchases. In some cases, it's to kind of cover that time frame between when your accounts payable and accounts receivable don't exactly overlap each other. So it's really dollars that you've got in your back pocket that you can use as needed.
Okay, and that you make that arrangement front end.
Yes, we'll look at trying to put a working capital line of credit in place anytime they're needed.
Okay, fine. Well, Chris, I want to thank you very much for being with us today, answering some of the questions about what you need to know to get a loan, what kind of lending is going on. I think the last question I want to quickly ask you is, in your position, what do you see as far as how things are going in the Valley? What's the trends? Are we getting better, getting worse? Everybody's always saying small businesses are hurting, so how are we doing?
Yeah, well, I can speak from our perspective in terms of our activity. Our business activity has been very strong from a commercial lending standpoint. So we have no shortage of loan applicants and businesses that are coming to us, and that's a combination of both startup companies as well as existing businesses that are looking to expand. So from our perspective of what we see in the lending that we do, things have been pretty solid of late.
So, and you're looking to lend?
We're looking to lend money, exactly.
Okay, but you got to have the right answers and have the right information.
Correct.
Okay, that sounds good. Again, and John Burns, thank you very much for being with us this morning and covering for Tony so we can get a few things done. We're going to be looking for next week. We're going to have Kelly Stanky, who is with Reed Learning Educational Services. They help people who are looking to work with dyslexic individuals and how they can help them to be more productive and so on. She is a kind of a one of our success stories. So we will be talking to Kelly next week, and hopefully we'll find where Tony is, and he'll be back with us. So I want to thank you again. You've been listening to Biz Talk with Score here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.